I hear two guys talking.
I love the Talking Guys show.
I hear two guys talking.
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 Welcome to the Castle of Common Sense. I'm glad to see that you survived crossing the moat filled with hungry crocodiles. Today I'd like to talk about the coloring book of life. Isn't it interesting? When first we are given crayons and learn not to run with scissors, we scribble the bright colors all over the page, usually until the crayon breaks, and we find another bright color that isn't broken. Then our parents tell us how wonderful a job we did and tape the silly thing on the refrigerator until it's replaced by another, hopefully a bit more coherent. Then, later, we are taught that we need to stay within the lines so that the picture is more vibrant and standardized. We are taught that you can shade the picture in different ways to add interest and variety while still staying within established guidelines. Everything seems to proceed swimmingly until one day, after convincing ourselves that everything comes through in black and white, we suddenly and usually painfully discover shades of gray. After spending a long time rationalizing and justifying our world of shades of gray, we discover on a day, usually after a personal crisis, that adding bright, vivid colors to some of what we do is good for our head and often also for those around us. After a while of being bombarded by these, quote, new bright colors, unquote, someone suggests, why don't you try coloring outside the lines? Now, I believe they call it thinking outside the box, a new, desirable, and radical concept. Right? Round and round we go.